Yeah, yeah, let's go. It's Friday. Welcome, everybody. The John DeMello Show Daily Podcast is here on this April 12th. How you doing? It's Dave. All the good stuff right here for your listening enjoyment. The Masters is in full golf swing. We started there today, then talked Game of Thrones statistics as the somewhat anticipated Season 8 is debuting on Sunday. Have you heard of the show, Game of Thrones? Yeah, seems to be getting popular. We talked about that and then had Game of Bones, where John and Steve quizzed my knowledge of bones in the human body juxtaposed to characters on the show, which I've never watched. Okay, I did watch it. I gave it 3 episodes, then tapped out. I exited the game early. So see how I did on this game that we played today. And we also talked Avengers Madness, sexual dry spells, the strange YouTube shows my son is addicted to. And then we welcomed comedian Paul Verzi for the first time on the show. I hope you love it. And if not, well, try again Monday. There'll be another one. But until then, have a great time at the Locals Only Beer Fest. It's on Saturday. If you haven't gotten your tickets, get them now. They won't be there tomorrow. They may not be there now, for all I know. I'm going to miss it. So if you do attend, pour a beer out in my honor, okay? I'll feel it as I'm shooting a wedding. I'll feel my beer sense tingling, all right? Have a great weekend, everybody. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Of course, the only thing these two could talk about today was the Masters yesterday. All right. I said to Dave, you weren't in the room, and I said that the two leaders on this morning, I'm listening to the news and I hear the two leaders' names, and I'm like, who the hell are those guys? I mean, I've never heard their names before.
They're well known in the golf community.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So I'm not surprised that you don't know him. Every 16-year-old girl should know Brooks Koepka because he's the heartthrob of the PGA.
I think he does 200 crunches a day, he said.
Really?
Is that right?
Yes. Really?
Yeah. Okay.
That's actually what I do. I do the same.
Right. 200 Captain Crunchies.
200 crunches
exactly.
A day.
Exactly. Yes. You beat me to it. You definitely beat me to it. And Tiger is 2 strokes behind?
Yes. He had a great round yesterday.
Really?
But
he missed a couple short putts. We were just talking about that. Yep. He should be actually probably tied for first, maybe second. But it's good to see. Dave was saying Phil Mickelson's up there.
Heck
you got Tiger up there.
Uh-huh.
You've got smoking hot Brooks Koepka.
Right.
And then you've got Bryson DeChambeau, who I hate.
He's the nerd.
He's the nerd.
And let's not forget about all the great things that Jim Nantz brings to the broadcast.
Course.
Welcome back to the Masters on CBS. Some will land in a bunker, which others call the sand trap, while others call it the kitty litter, sandbox, being at the beach, landing on the moon. We just call it the Masters on CBS.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I'm getting goofy.
Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
Of course, the most important part of the weekend, even though we've got the Locals Only Beer Fest, even though the Masters is going on, all right, at least for Steve and I, the most important part of the weekend is Game of Thrones returns. You want to hear some interesting facts about this show?
Sure.
All right. When the show started, right, you know, normally, you know, as the show ages, you know, and you know, we're talking about, you know, 8 years here, you know, that this has gone on, the audience decreases. Huh. Not with Game of Thrones. First year, Game of Thrones had 9.3 million viewers. Last year for season 7, 32.8.
Wow. Yikes.
It just grew every year after year after year. During the course of the show, they used 12,137 wigs, right? 4,000 gallons of fake blood.
Wow.
20,000, almost 21,000 candles, and 25 miles of rope.
That's incredible.
I mean, you know, and it really is. I mean, some of this stuff, you know, obviously they've been all over the world. Every once in a while, I'll be looking at it and going like, okay, what country are they in for this? You know, sometimes you can tell, okay, this is like Morocco or Spain or something like that. Where is the north? Where is the
Iceland?
It's Iceland.
A lot of times it's Iceland, sometimes Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's actual tours you can go on.
Yeah, really. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, here we go. Let's see. They're in Northern Ireland, Morocco, Malta, Spain, Croatia, Iceland, the United States. United States? What are they shooting in the United States? All right, Canada and Scotland.
They're in Camden.
Yeah. Now, for those of you...
For the gunfight.
For those of you who may have missed some of it, we could recap the 7 seasons, starting with season 1 and went like...
My head! It's gone!
Then, in season 2...
His head is gone too!
Then, in season 3...
Ah, my hands! They've chopped off my hands!
Then, a surprising twist in season 4...
No! The blood! much chopping and so much blood.
Then in seasons 5, 6, and 7.
Now everybody's heads are gone.
This has been your Game of Thrones seasons 1 through 7 recap.
As long as they're talking about the stones. Yeah, nailed it. It's got it all down there.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I love scotch. Scotch is got scotch. Here it goes down.
102.9.
Down into my belly.
MGK.
Dave, Cindy, I didn't have this when Casey was a kid, and more than likely when the girls were young, they didn't have this either. Well, a lot of it has to do with YouTube, which the girls didn't have, my son didn't have.
Right.
Dave's son is into something. I get caught up in this every once in a while. I'll go to YouTube to find something, and then you see something on that list on the side, right. And now you're on like this YouTube trail.
The recommendations,
yeah, right.
Oh,
right.
You can get lost easy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, scouring YouTube for the freaky stuff. Dave's son, James, right, is addicted to. Go ahead.
Fan shows.
Now, do you know what fan shows are?
That's what he calls them.
Fans?
That's it.
Yeah.
It's just little kids.
Spinny, windy things.
Spinny, windy things. Right? And they just sit there. And he's showing this morning. This one kid had like a collection. He could have been more than 3 or 4.
Oh, yeah.
And had a collection of like, you know, everybody in the family buys him fans.
Yeah. Some kids just have an entire room just littered
with fans.
Big ones, oscillators, you know.
What is it about them?
They spin.
They spin.
That's it.
That's it.
They're very simple creatures, these toddlers.
All right.
He is obsessed. That's all he wants anymore.
Yeah.
He doesn't want any of his nursery rhymes, you know, ABC, nothing.
Right. Daddy, fan shows.
All right, man.
All right,
as long as Momo doesn't pop out,
This isn't like Apex TV. Ever encountered Apex TV?
No, what's that?
Apex TV has some really strange stuff on it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's this guy who goes by the name of Noah.
Okay.
Who claims to be a time traveler from the year 2082, and he shares his wonders with the world. And the one I most recently saw, he went back 66 million years in time to get a picture of a T-Rex.
Wow.
And he came back with it. He had a photo of a T-Rex, right? Guy's got 13,000 followers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right? And everybody wants to see the time machine. And then the flat earthers believe he's actually doing it.
We can broadcast something from the ship to drown out their link. Something
loud and distracting.
Loud and distracting? I've got just that thing.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
I love the power of radio.
MGK.
Something else that this is a story that's been popping up for the past couple of days, and I haven't had the opportunity to get to it. And because of my age, and no fault of my own, I will admit, no fault of my own.
Okay.
Right. But because of my age, I'm in this group, but I don't think I'm the part that they're counting. 28% of Americans are in a sensual dry spell. More like a sexual dry spell is what it is.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Right?
That's a vague term.
You're in one now, aren't you?
Broke out, baby.
Nice.
Broke out. Up top, bro.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to assume that Cindy is in my category. All right.
How did they define dry spell?
Yeah,
like, what's
you ain't getting any. Any, you know, right?
Like any more, like, period?
With another person.
Hold on, let's
28% are not having sex with other people.
Okay.
Really?
Is Cindy in a dry spell or is Randy in a dry spell?
Well, Randy.
Not in a dry spell.
Yeah, it's in!
Woo! Good for you, girl.
All right.
But, I mean, it's insane. All right,
that's a lot of people.
More than a quarter of the country is not doing the happy dance. And we're not talking about seniors here. We're talking about people who are usually active sexually, especially younger people.
Yeah, video games have taken over, man.
Right?
Millennials aren't doing it nearly as much as your generation.
Really? We were the free love people.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
I don't either.
Right?
I don't either.
I like
video games are cool.
That's why we need to come to the help for these people.
Somewhere. Someone you know is in the middle of a dry spell.
Spend all your time waiting.
It may have been brought on by a recent breakup, a hectic work schedule, or bad personal hygiene. Many people in the middle of a dry spell have lost self-confidence, become withdrawn, and feel ashamed. Let's all do our part to relieve the suffering of others. By banging a buddy. When you bang a buddy, you can bring someone out of the cold darkness of deviant self-pleasure and into the soothing light of casually pooled fluids. and an awkward goodbye. So don't wait until you're staring into the puppy dog eyes of someone pleading with you for pelvic relief. Someone near you is in a dry spell right now. Bang a buddy. It's the right thing to do.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You know, I don't know. I am so confused about Avengers Endgame.
Uh-huh.
Because if you remember, early in the week, I had it starting today.
Right.
Right. And then you told me, oh, no, it's not till next week. It's not till the 26th. 26th.
Well, okay, I guess, yeah, sure.
Because the nerds need the midnight show.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. These us non-nerds like myself will go at 4 p.m. on Saturday the 27th to see it.
Uh-huh. Like you the already rest have of your us, tickets.
Yeah, you know, damn right I do.
All right, are you ready for this? Adam Tickets says,
yeah.
All right, because the pre-sale is pretty huge on this movie.
Right.
All right, Adam Tickets says that pre-sales have already sold more tickets than Aquaman, Star Wars The Last Jedi, Avengers Infinity War, and Captain Marvel combined.
Wow.
Combined.
That's insane.
I mean, this is going to be insane. So you have to wait 2 weeks for it. I have to wait three because I'm not even going to bother with that crap. I like going to the movies at noon on a Friday when no one's there.
No, yeah. I've seen you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because snoring would annoy the hordes the around you.
Not always, just sometimes, and sometimes. So, and you know what I have found?
Huh.
Usually the parts I slept through, I didn't need anyway. When I finally see the movie in its entirety,
I picked a good spot.
Yeah, that was, that's what happened. Oh, that's quite all right. Yeah. And of course, Game of Thrones on Sunday.
Oh,
Game
my
of
God!
Bones. Steve's been going over
did
the
you,
top.
Did you bring extra pants for the rest
understand.
Of the show? Because you're getting
about
far too.
How excited you get when a new Bond is about to come out.
Less than 1 year. Earlier this week.
See, exactly. And April how excited 8th. John gets when a new BBC Shakespearean timepiece comes out. Now combine those two.
Period piece.
Whatever.
Period piece.
So what?
A new
and
clock.
That's how excited I am about Sunday.
We know. God.
He's been impossible to live with in regards to this.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, are a group of listeners and, of course, a chance for Dave to shine on his knowledge of Game of Thrones and body parts. All right, because what we're going to do here is we're calling this Game of Bones. We've got a list of different characters who appear on Game of Thrones.
Okay.
All right, and we've got a list of bones that appear in your body.
Gotcha.
All right, it is your job to determine, is it a Game of Thrones character or is it a bone? Okay?
This sounds like it should be easy, but there's a lot of bones you had to choose from. So,
Well, we'll introduce you to our listeners. We got Jerry there. How you doing, Jerry?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Now, where are you from, Jerry?
All right. New York.
From New York?
Whoa.
What, are you driving a truck this morning?
I am, actually.
Okay, all right.
Cool, man.
All right.
Welcome
we got
in.
Jerry on the line. Are you going to be here tomorrow?
I'll be here, yeah. I work with the railroad. So on the weekend.
Okay, fine, because it would be sad if he went back to New York and won the ticket.
Yeah, right.
How many of these will he get right? Without going over, how many do you think he's going to get right?
I'm going with four.
Four.
Oh,
all
Jerry.
Right. All right.
Ye of little faith.
All right. Andrew, what about yourself, Andrew? Right. Where are you from?
I'm from Quakertown, so okay. I'm going to go with Dave. I have some faith in Dave.
My
I'm
man.
He's going to get six.
You're going to get six.
All right, I'll
and
take
then
it.
Felice, where are you from?
I'm actually from Brooklyn, too.
Okay. You're from Brooklyn also?
What is going on?
Yeah.
What are we doing all these New York listeners?
Are the Yankees in town? What's
do
happening?
Do you live here?
No.
Do you live here?
I live in Philly now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Dan, don't tell us you're from New York.
Yeah, John doesn't consider himself a New Yorker.
Yeah. You know? Okay, and how many do you think it'll be for Dave?
I think he'll do seven.
Seven?
Whoa.
Wow.
All right, I'll
there's
try.
A lot of confidence
I'll try
here.
Felice.
All right, well, let's get this rolling. Guys, you hang on, and let's find out how Dave is going to do with these questions for Game of Bones.
Let's go.
Steve,
all right.
Give him his first question.
Dave, first one. Hyoid.
Hyoid?
Correct.
That sounds throny. I'm going to go Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's the neck bone.
It's a neck bone.
Is it really?
All right, next one. Ethmoid.
Are these all oids?
Ethmoid.
Oh, man. I'm going to stick with the oid category and go bones.
That is correct. Right. That's a bone in your skull.
All right, here we go. Next one. Varys.
I'm going to say, well, it doesn't have an oid. Let's go Game of Thrones. Yeah.
Hey, okay, good job. Very good. Nice.
All right.
Vomer.
Oh, man. Vomer?
Yes.
V-O-M-E-R?
Correct.
I'm going to, I don't know. I'm leaning bone on this one. Let's go bone. Yeah.
Very good. All right. That's three for you.
Man, damn, that's impressive.
Coming for you, Felice.
Maxillae.
Oh, this is I actually had mine broken during surgery. It's the top jawbone.
If you do well, I might break it again. That's four. Malleus.
Malleus. Ooh, that. That sort of has a fatherly, a dirty father of the village vibe to it. Let's go Game of Thrones.
Ah, man, that's an ear bone.
Right. Next one. You've gotten four so far. Not bad. Okay. Missandei.
I could see that being like the right hand man of the Dothraki Dragon King or something. Game of Thrones.
Well, that was impressive, Dave. But it's changed the sex on everything you said there because it's the right hand woman of the queen.
Oh, see,
of the
Dothraki. I was getting the right vibe.
That's five for you.
All right,
so far.
That's pretty
so
good.
So Jerry's out of the mix.
All right, Mormont. Actually, Jerry's still in the mix.
Is he?
Because he didn't go. He can't go over.
Oh, okay.
Mormont.
Mormont. That. That sounds Lord of the Rings-esque, actually. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, that is... correct!
Oh, yeah. Jeez,
Dave, this is impressive. Yeah. All right, two more. Calcennius.
Calcennius, bring me my sword. Game of Thrones.
No, that's your hero bone.
Man.
All right.
Okay.
Last
right,
one.
Last one? All right, here we go.
Tormund.
Oh, jeez. You picked some good ones. Oh, this is so tough. I'm going to go... Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones?
Wow.
Yeah, that's
correct.
Man.
One,
that was
two,
that?
Three, four, five, six, seven.
Seven?
Felice.
A seven. Felice got it. Congratulations, Felice. You're going to join us at tomorrow's Locals Only Beer Fest. Super Dave. In all honesty, I didn't think my money was on four at best.
Yeah, I was really impressed. Dave.
So, well, it helps when you had surgery on one of the bones.
Right, yeah. But, exactly. What happened? You got kicked in the face by a cow? What happened up there?
Something like that, yeah. this was Allentown. I haven't lived in Quakertown my entire life.
So you got mugged.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
Tonight and tomorrow night, this gentleman will be at Punchline Philly. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. His latest Comedy Central special is called I'll Say This. Joining us for the very first time, a gumbare, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Verzi is here in the studio. Good
What's
morning to
up,
you.
Dude? Thanks for having me.
That's quite all right. It's good to see you. All right. I saw your Just for Laughs special. I haven't seen this one yet, but I saw the Just for Laughs festival. Yeah. I mean, that is really a coming of age thing. If you make it into that festival, you're making it. You're getting somewhere.
The craziest thing about JFL is you get there and you it's amazing. You're like, oh my God, I'm here. And it's kind of like NBA. We look at it as like NBA All-Star Weekend.
Okay.
Right. So it's like you see everybody and it's everybody who's, you know, making moves. And but then you look at the lineup you're on at night.
Right.
And you're just like, I mean, you want to talk about Merz? You're like, do I belong here? Like everybody is just and everybody's nervous. You see like legends, legends, like icons are just like, oh man, I hope this goes well. Just because it's that big of a deal.
Also, so many comics around. The last thing you want to do is fail in front of other comics.
That's more important. You know, I don't care about the Canadians. What do I care about Canadians for? You know? I care about my peers that I got to bust my chops back at the Comedy Cellar in New York when I get back there.
So where in New York are you from?
So I'm from Westchester County.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Is that where you grew up?
Yeah, basically for the most part. And then, you know, after school, I lived in Queens, lived in Manhattan. But I've always been kind of like outside, like about an hour outside.
Okay.
And now I live up in the country. Now I live in the country.
All right. Ossining and that kind of country?
Further.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm like, I'll do shows in the city. And this is real. Like, I'll do like a bunch of shows in the city and I feel New York. And then I get home, and there's five deer on my front.
Right, yeah, I know
right
what that's
there.
Like.
It's kind of nice to have.
When I first moved here, because I'm originally from New York, and when I first moved here, you know, people are saying like you know, oh, gee, don't you miss New York? And I go, no. I said, you don't understand. I mean, I've come out of my house, and like I see deer, I see foxes. There's an owl who lives in a tree in my backyard. I mean, and I live, you know, 6 miles outside of the fourth largest city in America. You go 6 miles outside of Manhattan, you're in Brooklyn.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, though, I love living there, but my friends are afraid.
Uh-huh.
They're not used to
all that open space and fresh air.
Yeah, yeah. I have a buddy of mine, a comedian, Vlad, really funny, Vlad Camaño. He's Dominican from the Bronx.
Right.
And he had like a panic attack coming up to my house, and he kept talking about every time I had this big barbecue. I have a blowout barbecue every 4th of July, and comedians from the city come up. And he just got out of the car, and he kept talking about bug spray, and he kept talking about getting bit. And I'm going, can you just get in there? Just relax, you know? And then a deer came in the back, and he could not – I'm not even trying to be funny here. He looked at this deer, and he was so locked in. It was like if me or you saw a UFO. And he's just going – and he just kept going, are you serious? Are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, it's not a rhinoceros in my back. It's a deer. What do you mean, am I serious? Like, that's how much in the Bronx this guy was. He couldn't believe he was looking at a deer. And they don't want to come up. They don't want to come up. So
how difficult – if you're living in all that beauty, how difficult is it going on the road?
Especially like my kids are getting to, like, I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. I have a 9-year-old son and a 6-year-old daughter. And now it's like, that's actually the hardest. Cause now they're like, Dad, are you leaving? Right. And I'm like, and when they kind of get down when I am. Like, I either got to bring gifts or FaceTime or something.
And not skip as you're going out the driveway.
Yeah. Every time my wife wants to FaceTime, I have to put this lie on that I'm not shirtless laying in a bed. like, I'll be in the hotel just completely just walking around in my underwear. I got SportsCenter, whatever it is. And I have to like spruce up and like just get it like I'm like about to do some like interview.
Does your wife have a hard time with you being on the road? I mean, I understand the kids. What about your wife?
My wife's got this thing where this weird thing happens where every time I'm on the road, and it always happens, like it doesn't fail, is something happens.
Okay.
Something happens, and then she blames me. So, you know.
Something happened at home.
Yeah, something happened.
And she's going to blame you on the road.
Yeah, I was in Chicago, and she called me up at about 12:20 a.m.
Okay.
And she goes, Lloyd got sprayed by a skunk. Lloyd's our dog.
Okay.
Okay. Lloyd got sprayed by a skunk. It's midnight. Hope you're having fun. And I'm going, what? So it's my fault. So it's my fault. I'm in Chicago and the dog, you know, got sprayed by a skunk. And she's going, I hope you're having fun. I hope the show went well. Okay. I got two kids. The house smells. And I go, well, did you wash the dog? And she was like, no. He's going in the garage until the morning. And I'm going like, and I had to be like nice.
Right, right.
So I'm going, oh, you'll be fine. You just, you know, and she was like, I hate you. And then I have to deal with that. Another time my son, she's like, your son threw up all over the bathroom. You know, was the show good? And I'm just, it's like, I can't control this.
Is she Italian also?
No, my wife is everything. My wife is like seven things. She's Scandinavian.
Uh-huh.
She's a little colder.
Right.
You know, Swedish, Finnish. Uh-huh. I've learned that. Because I'm Mediterranean. Believe it or not, my mother's 100% Greek.
Okay. Oh, all right.
My father's 100% Sicilian. My mother's Greek.
All right.
But I'm Mediterranean, so I come from warm.
Okay,
people.
Right.
I come from, hey, when I greet you, hey, how you doing? Right, a hug. My wife's got the Finnish and the Swedish and the German.
Right.
So it's not as – so, you know, that's a big fight. I go, can you guys be a little warmer at the greet with my family instead of this? Because that's my family's a hugger. We're huggers.
Right.
You know, and she's like, what is that supposed to mean?
Don't run for president.
What is that supposed to mean? You know, but yeah, it is what it is. I'm just glad I'm in the hotel when this goes down.
All right. How long have you been at this? Because this is the first time we're meeting. And
I know. I've been a professional for probably about 15 years.
Now, is this your first time playing Philly?
No.
I don't know why I'm talking like that.
No, right? I've actually had an amazing experience here in Philly. You know, I'm a New York fan, and I know that with sports, it's hostile.
Right,
when you go into that environment, you never know what to expect. But Bill Burr, dear friend of mine, mentor, a few years back, we did the Wells Fargo Center.
Right.
Leading up to Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
And there was a few of us on the tour, and I'm at the Wells Fargo Center, and it was the first arena I ever did.
Right, yeah.
And
which is rough for doing comedy. I mean, you know.
It's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's a different thing for sure. And it's actually better in the round, and this wasn't in the round.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
And I remember I was closing with a joke, and they were so amazing. The crowd was so amazing. And they were the Wells Fargo Center got quiet during your setups and exploded during your punchlines, and it was amazing. And during my closer, they halfway through the bit, they started to clap and give me, and I just had this amazing thing. And ever since that, I've had this connection with Philly that I really love.
Wow.
And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that moment and the people here, because you're always hearing the opposite.
Right.
You're always hearing like, oh, Phil, it's a hazard. And I was just like, when I came out here, like the appreciation and how great it was. So I love it. And I did another comedy club out here too. But
yeah, well, just, you know, when you go on stage tonight, don't wear a Mets or a Cowboys hat and you'll be fine. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. As much as I don't like the Eagles because I'm a Giants fan, my number one team that I cannot stand the Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
Like to the point where I could handle the Eagles over the Cowboys always. So I'm in common. I can't handle it. I see the star. I can't handle it. It's actually bizarre that I'm a grown man with children and I get that like that about
you might,
it. You might
as well You'd fit right in here.
Yeah. You fit right in. Yeah. Paul Verzi is appearing tonight for two shows, tonight and tomorrow for two shows at 7:30 and 9:45. You can get tickets through phillypunchline.com or 216-606-6555. It is a pleasure to meet you.
Oh,
please
pleasure.
Come back again.
I'd love to.
All right. I mean, because you know, maybe we could spend some more time the next time. But it's great to know that there is another man who suffers the same slings and arrows, as Shakespeare says.
Slings and arrows, as I do.
Because we're both married to crazy women.
The John DeBella Podcast on Philadelphia's number one classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.